and welcome back to another episode of Griffy Knows Best, baby! That's right, that's right. Yes. Joining me tonight, we got this guy. He is a YouTube legend, a current YouTube superstar, the greatest pop collector of all time, again without his do-rag though, so I don't like that. Some people call him Chicken Little, or the artist formerly known as Infuckus, Justin. I had you muted for a second, so did you do like a yell or something?
I did my normal.
What did you do? Do it again. Justin! Do it again. Do it right now. Do it. There you go. I don't know. I was all freaking out over it. I was pressing the wrong buttons. Oh, God.
Now I'm making amateur moves.
Listen. It's almost...
Apparently, they call me Chicken Boy, too.
Chicken Boy?
I don't like that.
Who called you Chicken Boy?
On TikTok. They're like, oh, are you Chicken Boy? Are you Chicken Boy?
I don't...
No.
Okay. And you respond to them?
Yeah, sometimes.
And you just say no.
I'm like, no. Okay. Oh, I got you there. So I am the guy you think I am, but I'm not Chicken Boy.
Who is Chicken Boy? Are they referring to somebody?
That's what they call me. I call myself Chicken Little.
Yeah. Oh, but they think you're called Chicken Boy.
Chicken Boy.
Okay. Well, no, wrong. That sounds like a superhero or something. Chicken Boy.
Yeah.
Chicken Boy. No, it's not you. Yeah. Chicken Little, set the record straight. I only say that a couple times on the show when I remember to say it. Listen, we got some things to discuss here. Okay, we're going to be talking about a big scandal that's been on our minds. We have some health updates from Chicken Boy over there. And we have some sad news that we have to discuss as well towards the end of the show. But it has to be discussed. You got to do things like that once in a while. But listen, before any of that, let me tell you, Chicken Boy, and the rest of the audience here, what's going to happen. And that is that very soon I may be retiring from podcasting, from everything, from it all. I'm saying forget it all. Because I may be a millionaire very, very soon. A multimillionaire very, very. Don't laugh. Don't laugh, bitch. You didn't even hear what I got to say.
Let's hear.
Okay, don't act like I'm a child. Okay, let's hear him out. No, you better listen for real, because this is big. All right, and if you want any kind of cut in this company, you better listen up, because I'm going to start selling shares soon. Okay? So here's the deal. I went to the dollar store with Pasty a little while ago, right? And we're sitting there at the card section. You got your sympathy cards when somebody dies, your graduation cards, wedding cards. Oh, you got a new lamp. Here's a card. Cards for everything. Everything. But I noticed there was something missing in the section. And that's the first thing about getting rich. Not that I'm rich, so I would know, but I've heard that to be rich and you want to make a company, you have to fill a need. You have to fill a need, right?
Yeah.
So... you know what I'm going to say?
I know where this is going. You're going to invest in some card. What do you look for?
Oh, wait. All right. I'm not going to invest in a card. I'm going to make a card.
You're going to make, yeah.
Yeah, here's my company, all right?
Yeah.
What I didn't see there was congratulatory cards for transgender people who have just transitioned. Huh? I don't see a card for that. You should get a congratulations. If you get a full transition from male to female, female to male, you have a dick or vagina, boobs, whatever, that's a big accomplishment. You spent a lot of money. It took a lot of time, a lot of pain, suffering, and effort. You should have a card, correct?
I mean, you've got a point.
Okay, remember, I'm trying to get this off the ground, so don't shit on it right now in front of everybody. Don't poke holes into my idea. Okay, before you even say anything, let me listen. Before you even start your crap, last night I was writing my business plan. Because kids, when you have a business, you got to write a business plan. So in my plan, I started writing ideas for cards. As in like, you know, cards that would be available. Okay? So let's pretend you're a transgender person, Justin. Okay? And here's some of the cards you may get. Okay, so here we go. So you open the card. What's good, my man? Okay, let me start again. He made me laugh. What's good, my man? Congrats, you're trans. Happy transition. What do you think of that one? How do you feel about that?
Yeah.
That's not good? So some cards, you know, when you open it, the song plays and stuff, and you could like pull stuff out and confetti comes. So that the first one was simple. You could just get that for somebody you kind of like, you know, hey, congrats. This one's like going to be like a $6, $7 card, right? So you open it and there's a dick in there, like a floppy dick, and you got to pull it. It says, pull me. So you pull the dick, and behind it is a vagina. And then the song, you know, celebrate, that plays in the little speaker box. You know, good times, come on. And on the card it says, you finally ditched that dick. Congrats, you beautiful trans chick. Happy transition. And they go, celebrate.
Woohoo!
You know what I'm saying? I think it's because you're not a transgender person.
I don't think we're getting rich.
Okay, hold on. First of all, I got two more. How's this one? This is another one where there's like sounds and there's things on it. So there's a cat when you open it, it goes. When you open it, it goes. It goes. How litty? You got a pretty new kitty. Happy transition. You get it? Because it's like, it's kind of cute.
I thought you were going to say something else.
What?
How litty? You got a pair of new kitties.
Oh, that too. But I think if you have a cat, it's better. How litty? You got a pretty new kitty. And then, what do you think of that? Happy transition. Sure. All right, well, maybe you don't believe in the idea, but I think a lot of people will. Okay, listen. I have one more thought about this. I think that this is going to be huge. I think it's going to be big. I think it's going to be massive. And I think that we can also expand and do collaborations with other companies, such as Disney, okay? So, if we get big enough, which we will, we approach Disney and I say, listen, you know, lend me... We'll use Pinocchio, we'll use this guy, and here's one from one of my favorites, The Lion King, okay? So you open it up, and there's the characters, and it says, oh, this is the wrong one, where is it at? Oh, here we go. So it says, you were Simba, now you're Nala, and the old you is dead like Mufasa. Congrats on the transition. Huh? And then you see Mufasa's there, dead, but Nala, because you get it? Because you were Simba, so you were a boy. Now you're a girl. Now you're Nala. The old, you get it?
Yeah, I get it.
So, all right. So that's all that I wrote down last night. It's very, you know, this is very quick thinking. I didn't really sit down too much to think about this plan. How do you feel about this?
I don't think you're going to make money off of this. It was a good try. And I wanted to say some because you said something, but I forgot what it was.
What was I saying?
I don't know. You brought something up, and I was in a
lot of trouble. I was saying how that there's no cards for this type of thing.
Yeah.
That's how I was saying, and then you were going to cut in, but then I wanted to finish. That's what I was saying. You don't know what you thought was going to be?
No, I forgot.
Okay. Well, if it comes to your mind, you can say it. But you're saying this will not be successful.
No, I don't think.
I think you're gravely mistaken. Many people are transitioning. Okay, I don't have the studies, but I calculate in my mind at least 5 transitions a day, full transition, and we could even do like half transition cards. Like you get the, like you just got the bottom, or you just got the top. You get ones that are like. You're halfway there, you know, keep it going, like, you know, you're halfway home, pal, happy half transition, you know, you ditched the E, you got the T, happy, you know what I'm saying, like, cute stuff. I think this could be huge because it's literally, I've never seen one of these, and many people would like to get their transgender friends a card. I would buy this if you transitioned. Which you might. I would buy you a card.
No, I'm not transitioning. But on YouTube, let us know in the comments if you like that idea.
Or, yeah, hit us up on the Green Nose Best Instagram. Hit mm-hmm. us with a DM. Say, listen, I want to invest in the company. We'll talk prices. I think this is going to be big. Hallmark's going to get in on this. I think you're gravely mistaken. Is many people have transitioned already, have not gotten cards. Many people will transition in the future, and they will like a card. $5 a card with inflation, shit might be like $10 a card with the ones with the songs.
Yeah.
Are you crazy?
I'm surprised.
You
that's
suck.
Not a thing.
Huh?
That's not a thing.
That's
already.
What. So okay, so if you're saying you're surprised not a thing, why would it not be successful? Because you're basically saying it should be a thing.
I'm gonna
make it a thing. And let me tell you, motherfuckers, something right now. You better not steal my idea because I copyrighted every one of those things. You better not take the Simba one or none of that stuff because I copyrighted all that shit.
But there's a thing that it's successful. I'm just surprised no one's done it.
Which is basically saying it should be done.
No.
Well, I guess no, it's not what you're saying at all, actually. But I think it should be done. So you let me know what you think about this. And if you're a transgender person, you let us know if you would like a card. Because let me tell you, if you're a transgender person right now, you're transitioning, I will send you a card for free. How about that? I will send you a free card. You hit me up in the comment section or preferably on Instagram because you don't want to put your address in the comment section. Hit me up on Instagram and say, listen, I'm trans. From this to that, show pics, not of your private parts. I do not want to see that. I just want to see what you look like. I don't want to see any kind of, you know, revealing images. And I will send you a card for free. Okay?
I'll but send probably. You pull off the dick and reveal.
I don't have the capacity to do those. I could just do the other ones, the first ones. Okay? So there you go. I may be retiring. So everybody, you better think about what you're going to do when I retire. Because are you going to do the show by yourself?
I'll take over the show.
You're taking over the show.
It'll be me and Mark, right?
Good luck getting those guys on without me. Good luck getting Mo on without me.
I could barely
get him on.
I'll get Jamel. I'll get
You're gonna get a whole new crew, huh?
Yeah, I'll get a new cast.
Okay. All right. Yeah, because you pissed Dre off today already, so he's not gonna get on with you.
Oh yeah.
You pissed him. You've been pissing him off for like a couple days. You just pissed him off right before the show. So there you go. Listen. Now, speaking of millions and millions of dollars. Let's get into this big. Whoa, hello?
The fuck what is that?
What, you just saw a ghost? What happened to you?
You didn't hear that?
I heard it, but maybe your mom was stomping on the door, on the wall.
No, it came from the fucking back of the microwave.
Oh, there was a noise in the back of your microwave?
Yeah.
Like a tapping?
Yeah.
Ooh, spooky. Mm. Ooh. Now listen.
See, that was my mom.
Okay, I didn't hear that.
Yeah.
I didn't hear that. So listen,
yeah.
Millions and millions of dollars is a good transition. Get it? It's a good transition because the whole thing is a good transition, what I just did there. Very cute, right? Let's talk about the big scandal that's going on.
Let's talk about it.
Yes.
We don't talk about many scandals, many big news stories, but we got to talk about this one because you know me and Justin are wrestling guys. We like the wrestling. Vince
big
McMahon.
Wrestling.
Big Vinnie Mac. The genetic jackhammer. Vince McMahon. Is being investigated by the board of WWE for paying off a woman that he was having an affair with.
Mm-hmm.
He paid her $3 million to cover up his affair, to cover up his infidelities, and now the board is investigating that. Apparently, the claims did not come from the woman herself. It was from an anonymous tip.
From her friend.
Yeah. It was an anonymous friend, though. Yeah. From an anonymous friend who emailed somebody on the board and brought this a little agreement to their attention that apparently Vince was smashing this woman. He brought her on for $100,000 a year, bumped her up to $200,000, was smashing for like a year or so, and then he ended up giving her over to Big Johnny.
Like a toy.
Yeah, that's what they say in the article, like a toy. I don't know if
like
that's
a toy.
True. I don't know if he literally did that. I don't know if he.
Big Johnny.
I don't know if he walked over with him with the girl in his hands and you know passed it over, but he then passed her over to his talent. What is it? Talent relations guy, Big Johnny Ace, John Laurinaitis. So now they're both being investigated over this. Apparently, that when she left the company, they wanted to keep this a secret, so they made her sign an NDA and they gave her $1 million up front and $3 million, two more million over time. Now, I guess he won't be I think they won't be investigating him for the $3 million because apparently that came out of his pocket. Apparently they know that already. So maybe they're investigating this because it's just morality clause, like it's just not a good look. But is it illegal to? Is this an illegal activity? No, because they made a contract.
First of all, it was consensual.
Right.
But they're investigating him because he bumped her salary.
Oh, that's what this. That's what Brian was saying on the Jim Cornette show. Mm-hmm. That may be the big problem there. It wasn't the $3 million.
They believe that there's multiple cases.
Right.
There's more cases like this.
Right. Well, he's bumping their salaries? Or just paying them off?
Bumping salaries, having relations.
Yeah. See, I don't think there's anything wrong with what he did. If it's consensual, you pay a girl off to keep it under wraps because you're married, you're a celebrity. I mean, I don't agree with cheating, so that's a whole different topic. But I'm not going to crucify the guy for that. You know, as long as it's consensual and they had a deal. Hey, listen, I saw it there's obviously more to the story that you enlightened me that there is more to the story that we're going to talk about in 2 seconds, right?
Yeah.
So let's just get this part out of the way because this has been the hot story for like 2 weeks and then something new just came out. So talking about the woman that first came up, right? It was consensual. They paid her off. Listen, apparently she was on hard financial times when she came into the company. So this is a big glow up for her. You know, she got $3 million plus $300K for the 2 years that she was there, you know, and who knows what else. Maybe the guy was buying her gifts or something like that. I don't even know. You know what I mean? So good for her if that's what she wants to do, if that's the route she wanted to go. And also, hey, Vinnie Mac, maybe one of the best bosses ever. If you just, you know, you're just sitting there one day doing your job. He's like, hey, you want this new secretary? You could bang her.
You want a raise?
You want a banger, pal? I mean, I want a boss like that.
Yeah.
So that's kind of been going around for like the last 3 weeks. And let's talk about this. Let's talk about Big Johnny. I don't like this.
This is out of pocket.
Out of hand. Why don't you drop this bomb?
It came out that the Vince handed the kick off to Big Johnny, and it's believed he also had an affair with her while his wife was having brain cancer.
Yep, she apparently had brain cancer, which they saw because she is the Bella Twins' mother, so she's in the public eye. Apparently she had brain cancer, and they put two, because this is only 3 years ago, this whole affair happened between Vince, her, and Big Johnny happened 3 years ago. So apparently they put the timelines again and said, didn't your wife have brain cancer during this time? So while she's over there with a tumor in her brain, he's over there getting brain in the office from the sec. This guy's a fucking nut. I don't agree with that at all. Big Johnny.
Now you know you're retarded.
That's not right. You got to get out. You should get fired for that. And you should be, I guess if I was his wife, wouldn't be with him anymore.
He didn't step down, but.
He didn't step down. I thought he did.
Did he step down?
I thought he got fired.
I don't think he got fired.
Okay.
But I think he took a break.
That's why I didn't want to say anything because I don't remember what happened to him. We know Vince McMahon has stepped down.
Because what's his face replaced him?
This dude. Brother Love. What's his name? Yeah, the guy who played Brother Love. Yeah, Bruce Pritchard replaced him.
Yeah.
Yeah. So for those of you that are new to this story, Vince McMahon has stepped down as chairman. He made a few interesting appearances.
What does that really mean?
What? Did he step down? Yeah, we know he's going to be head of creative. So check this out, right? Before we get to the new development, I was talking to one of my friends, and he was saying, because I'm like, why would this person's friend come forward, right? Is it jealousy? Are they jealous that their friend, you know, got this big come up like this and they got to bang Vince McMahon? So listen to this, right?
Yeah.
For those of you that don't know, Stephanie McMahon, Vince McMahon's daughter, took a leave of absence from the company or something like that.
Yeah, like a month prior.
Right. But I didn't even know this till I heard Cornette talk about it, that apparently she didn't leave on a good note, and they were disparaging her on her way out.
They dragged her ass.
So my friend was saying, listen, what if Stephanie knew about this whole thing and she anonymously tipped off the board about this?
It's a possibility.
Because why would her friend just do that? That's not a friend. I'd be like, you go, girl. You go ahead. Well, unless she's jealous, catty, who knows? So those are the two possibilities, that her friend is jealous and that Stephanie McMahon did it. Because also remember, you know, Triple H got stripped of power. They took away his baby NXT. So maybe she's like, hey, you know what? Fuck you. We're about to shut you down.
Yeah.
So now Stephanie McMahon is the interim CEO.
Yeah. Picture King.
What does it mean?
What does it really mean?
Really on paper.
Vince is still on creative.
Still going out there doing the strut.
Stephanie's not going to oversee her father. Yes, Dad. Yes, Dad.
Yeah, she ain't doing nothing. Vince McMahon came out.
Bruce Pritchard as head of talent relations. They hate Bruce Pritchard.
Who hates Bruce Pritchard?
Stephanie and Triple H.
Oh, and Vince. That's Vince's boy, though.
Yeah.
Okay, so I forgot about that.
You can tell who still has the power.
Right. So Vince McMahon made a few appearances on TV, didn't say anything about the allegations, which is a smart move. He came out and basically said, welcome to SmackDown. He almost busted his face open on the apron.
Yeah.
My man got that plastic surgery looking wild right now. But shout out to Vinnie Mac. Well, I guess, I don't know. Should I shout out Vinnie Mac? Because you said there's another development.
Well, there's another development about a story that came out years ago. Mm-hmm. And it was dug up today. It was in New York Times. That in 1993, he apparently sexually assaulted a female referee.
Oh, I heard about the one in the tanning salon. No, that was a story.
This is a referee.
Whoa. Hold on. When did they even have a female referee? Because I don't remember female referees being a thing in WWE till like 2012. 2015. Like not even. No, like 2014. Remember, because NXT had one first. And then they started bringing them up. So they may have had one, but honestly, you know what? Didn't they have them when like Randy Richter and them was there?
Yeah, maybe, yeah.
When Randy Richter and...
It's possible they had them.
Right,
and then they stopped for a while.
This is true.
Well, yeah. It came out that he apparently sexually assaulted this referee, took her hand, you know, put his hand by
his
her
genitals?
Head, and she gave him oral.
Oh.
And he was like, you better do this, because you're going to be blackballed if you don't.
Wow. And she came out and this was in the Times?
Mm-hmm.
Whoa. This one I didn't hear about. I don't like that.
Yeah.
So now, but he came out tonight after this dropped, right?
Yeah.
And he just basically introduced John Cena.
Yeah. I don't know what else he did, but that's what I saw.
Well, if this is true, that's horrific. That's horrible. And we do not condone that. We do not like that. So, but apparently the other stuff is the NDAs and stuff hearsay as well, or did they get concrete evidence about this?
I think it's hearsay.
So they don't know, I guess if they have concrete evidence, they wouldn't just throw it out there like that. I think they're going to trickle the information out because they probably knew about, I heard that they knew about this NDA stuff for a while, and then once they got...
Before Mania.
Right. Because then they were saying that What's-His-Name sold a bunch of stock, and they're going to look at him for like fraud or some insider trading. What's-His-Name? The guy in the truck. The one that Cornette calls Beaver. What's-His-Name? The guy with
the name.
Yeah, so one of the producers. They're going to look at him for insider trading because they're like, oh, if you knew that the stock was going to go down because of this, then, you know, you did insider trading, which, as Cornette said, I don't know if that's going to hold.
Yeah.
So it's a wild time in WWE.
It is.
People leaving. You got Sasha Banks leaving, who is a big star, for those that don't know.
Yeah.
And she wanted out herself.
Oh, yeah.
So WWE's been...
She got the lawyers.
WWE creative has been down the tubes for how many years? I don't even know. At least 10. At least 10. I only watched the WrestleManias and... That's about right. I only watch Mania. And maybe if like somebody is on that I want to see, I'll watch it for like 5 minutes.
Maybe a match or two, then I tell you.
Right. Other than that, I don't watch WWE, man. It's not my favorite thing to be watching right now.
Not a good place to be at right now.
Doesn't sound like a good place to work. Unless you are looking to get paid to, you know, have an affair with the boss.
Right.
But apparently he's been having affairs since like the 90s, the 80s, because he went on Stern and talked about it. That's when it first broke. He did the interview with Playboy and stuff. Yeah. So Vince is no stranger to an affair.
No.
And there probably are. I definitely believe that he did have this girl sign an NDA, paid her off, and then he paid many girls off.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure a lot of rich, powerful men do that with their secretaries and whoever else they got working for them.
Yep.
Anything else you want to talk about with this?
Oh, no, it's just a sticky situation.
Did you just have a stroke?
A stroke.
Sound like Goldust from in the 90s. Sticky situation. Why don't you tell everybody about what happened with your nose today?
Yeah, so I was doing a review for the Forbidden Door pay-per-view, and I was fine the whole time. 45 minutes in, my nose just started getting clogged up. I couldn't speak, couldn't breathe fully, and it was bad.
Let's see if we
can. Are you gonna play a clip?
Yeah, I'm gonna see if I can find it right now. I just had it.
Yeah, you just had it.
It was bad.
I couldn't even finish my outro. My nose was not having it.
I'm gonna pull it up. People
love that.
Yeah, I mean, it was a train wreck, but
a couple of people wrote in the comments like, "I love the outro. I was dying."
Or whatever outro there was. Who? Is,
yeah.
Does that even count as an outro? Here we go.
I don't know. I'm gonna end this, but let me know in the comments what you think. Did you like the show? Did you not? What was your favorite match? Let me know. Leave a like. If you like the review, subscribe.
This is where it gets bad.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Turn on your body. I can't say this. Turn on your post notification. You know it. Have a nice day, guys.
Wow, what the hell happened to you, bro? You're always getting sick. Last time I spoke to you about this, you got sick the other week. It's because you slept in front of the fan, apparently. I slept in front of the fan! And then you were fine the next day.
I didn't get sick. It was like a 10-minute thing.
I think that, again, you talked about that pay-per-view for about an hour, and I think that it was the universe telling you to shut up. Stop talking about that. I think people have heard enough. Yeah, I think people have heard enough of that show. Yes.
When I start talking about wrestling, I don't stop.
Clog. That's why we don't talk about it here.
I'm a fucking mark.
That's it. So listen, let's talk about you now. You got a new addition to your room. Why don't you tell everybody what that is and why you acquired that?
So, if you listen to the show, you probably noticed I've been having leg problems the past probably a year, 2 years. It's getting harder to walk. My stamina is bad. So I was going to therapy, and I don't go to it as much as I would like. So I bought a treadmill. I bought it from Amazon, and I've been using it daily. So it's been, hopefully, it helps out my legs, my stamina. But I've been doing good.
How many days have you been walking on that now?
4, I think.
Consecutive?
Yeah.
And what are you on? You go up and down from 1.2 to 2.0?
So, for the first couple of days, I was going for speed. I was going 2 minutes at one speed, 2 minutes on the next. And then, today, I went for time. I did 35 minutes on one speed. So I'm gonna try to see what's better.
Right.
And go from there.
How have you been feeling?
Been feeling okay.
How do you feel when you get off the treadmill? Do you feel like good? Do you have endorphins running through your body? Do you feel like you did an exercise?
I mean, yeah, my legs start hurting.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel okay. I'm not gonna be like, oh, I'm out of breath, I'm tired. I feel okay.
Yeah.
Like I've worked out.
Right. Yeah, because,
takes a couple weeks to see results.
That's what I was going to say. It's not going to take, 4 days is not going to show anything.
It'll take a good month.
Right. You also have a brace.
Yeah.
And how was that?
The brace, I don't know if it's working.
This is something you sleep in. They say you're supposed to sleep in it and just use it while you're resting, right?
Yeah, use it while I'm sitting there or I'm sleeping, and it's supposed to stretch out my ankle, keep it elevated and stretched, but I don't know. I don't think it's working.
How long have you been using that?
Using it for like a month.
But have you been using it consistently?
Consistently for a month, yeah.
Wow, okay, because last time we talked about it, you weren't even using it. You used it like once a week.
It took a while to get started.
Okay.
But hopefully, a couple months, I'll get my stamina and my power.
Right. Yeah. Okay, what are you, The Rock? It's about drive. It's about power. Getting ready, getting your power back?
The power, desire, yeah.
Okay, well, how do you feel generally day to day now? Let the audience know. How do you feel usually?
No major update.
No major update in the health? You're just working to get your power back, as you say.
Yeah, to strengthen my legs, ankles, calves.
Okay, we love that. We love that. And you're not going through a mental crisis as you have in the past?
No. I was going to say, let me know, for the people listening, if I should stick to time or speed. What you think is better to increase the strength?
Have you looked this up?
People say time.
That's what I would think.
Yeah.
Because it's getting you more time on the leg. But what do I know? I'm not a physical therapist. And have you been feeling burnt out? Because we've had many discussions about you burning out at least two times. Yeah. Your mind is fine.
Yeah.
Your mind is well.
Yeah.
Well, I have anecdotes, many anecdotes that will not coincide with that your mind is very unwell, but we don't have enough time to get in with that. But just know, I think you may be fibbing right now. I think you may be fibbing. Your mind has been collapsing at points. It's very worrying. It's very worrying sometimes with you. So I sent you Blood on the Sand, the G-Unit game. You have not been playing it because you've been doing other things, but you will play it soon, right?
We'll try to play it this week.
Right, right. You will start playing it. But you have, now I got you on to the G-Unit albums now.
Yes.
And how do you even, now I had to make a correction. I thought there was only two G-Unit albums. What is it, four?
Something like that. Four and a couple EPs.
Right, right. So what do you feel about this? Because you were a Queens guy, and I thought that, yeah, you would definitely be into this, and you would have been on the G-Unit train. So now you're on it now, later in life,
I've been listening to G-Unit a lot on the treadmill. It's been getting me.
Do you feel like, now, do you picture yourself like 50 Cent in the club? Do you feel like that is your appearance? Yeah.
Hanging upside down.
you might have to work those legs a little longer to do that trick.
No, right now I'm like,
why is my ear ringing? Somebody talking about me? Is that the thing? They say when your ear rings, somebody talking about you?
Right now I'm like Bizarre on the treadmill.
Oh, you're fat.
Yeah. Ever seen Bizarre hanging down in the My Band video?
Shout out to Bizarre, man. I love Bizarre. I love his verse on...
Right now, I'm Bizarre. I'm working to be 50.
What's that shit? Remember that song, Wet Dreams of Twisted?
Mm-hmm.
Love that verse. That's great. Yeah. Trying to get my ass hairs eight. Is that song? I think so.
Yeah.
I'm thinking of another one. Family anyway. You've been listening to G-Unit. Yeah. Any specific albums or songs you would like to highlight? We all know that Rider Part 2 is their best song. We know that. Are you saying it's not? What are you saying? Why are you looking at me like that? You're telling me that Rider Part 2 is not the best G-Unit song ever. What is better than that? Now, they have many good songs. TOS comes to mind immediately. Popping Them Things. What are you saying is superior to Rider Part 2?
I don't think anything's superior. I think it's on the same level as Smile.
If you had to pick one, though. I'm a soldier boy,
I
got
no one. I want to get to know you.
I don't even remember. Oh, is that on the first one?
Yeah, Beg for Mercy. And I know you're going to hate that I'm saying this. I think that's the better album.
Really? Beg for Mercy, huh? Why do you say that?
It just has better songs.
Okay. I think TOS is better, and even though I haven't finished it, because we both agreed this.
You didn't even finish it.
Because I barely even finished Beg for Mercy, I think, either. Because they are just long albums of 20 songs. I don't listen to albums that long.
What are you going off of? Hits off. On the album? Or
how it sounds to me, like how far I got.
Albums as a whole.
Well, how far I got and how much I liked it up to that point.
So you got Fergie and TOS.
I don't know if I don't remember how far I got. I just remember that. I remember listening to it, like, when I got to a certain point, I was like, this is better than Beg for Mercy. But I just don't finish them because I don't listen to many, many albums from that many people. And if the album's over 10 tracks, it's too long. It's too long. We agreed on that.
That's all right.
The only person I could probably do that, Tech N9ne, you know, ICP, but they rarely go over 17. They don't do 20. Tech N9ne is the only guy that I could listen to that does 20 songs, and I'll be like, all right, I could listen to this.
But that's how they did it back in the day, in the 2000s. Albums were like that.
Nah, I don't be doing no 20.
But
I think it's a better album.
Back for Mercy, my opinion.
Motherfucking, what's that
album.
Song? I'm the piano man. And straight out of freaking Southside? That's better than the Beg for Mercy. Those two are a better start. It's a better start than Beg for Mercy already. Yeah. Then you got Rada Part 2. Then you got TOS. Then you got... it's a great album. I didn't finish it, but it's still a superior album. Don't like that song.
Eye for an eye, popping them things.
The only one that you said that I'm like, yes, popping them things. The rest of them, I don't even remember what they sound like.
Yeah, in the book, what was it? Walking the Sand?
That was good. That was good.
Yeah, because a lot of great songs.
TOS superior album, despite the fact that I didn't finish it.
There's one where your boy had a popular line.
Oh, bring your... Why don't you say it?
Bring your boy, I'm a spanker.
Lloyd Banks is spanking boys. Spanking guys. Well, yeah, that's an old New York term for beating people. Though. Yeah, G'd Up was good. I like that song.
See?
That's an old term for fighting. So those of you who don't know, maybe... I don't remember some of you aren't from New York, or a lot of you probably not from New York. You just say, I'm gonna you want to go outside, I'm going to spank you. It didn't mean I'm gonna smack your ass. I mean, I'm going to beat you up. I don't think I ever used that terminology because I was like, I'm not saying that. I'm not spanking no guys.
Kind of sus right there.
Well, you know what? Listen, that's Lloyd. Lloyd Banks will be spanking guys. What do you want to do? Be beating guys down.
I thank you for putting me on to that good album.
Yeah, because when I was sitting in the van, you know, I was listening to Rada Part 2, and I'm like, how have I never really dove into G-Unit? I felt embarrassed. I felt ashamed. And I was very glad, like yourself, that I looked into it more. Because they have great songs. And you know, it's a classic group. So I'm like, what the hell? I love NWA. So I'm like, I don't even listen to the East Coast. Like one of the, arguably the most popular East Coast group. I know if there's any hip hop heads, I'm like, what are you talking about? EPMD? I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, I don't listen to them either.
G-Unit, I mean, what's a better East Coast group? You know one? You know any? EPMD,
no,
I think, is an East Coast group.
I don't know.
But that's it. I don't really listen to New York music like that. So then you go. Then you go.
Let me tell you this. Let me explain something to everybody right now. Because this just came to my mind.
Stuntman on Run. That's a great song.
What about Stuntin' Like My Daddy? What about that song? How do you feel about that?
I'm good with that.
You don't like that song?
I don't know.
What?
I don't.
What did you just say before that? What are you speaking? You see what I mean? I didn't understand a word you just said. You know what's funny? So listen to this, right? So I'm wondering if this is a thing. So I'm sitting at the drive-thru with Pasty the other day, right? I got to tell you something else about Pasty. This guy's a lunatic, yeah. Sitting at the store, I got myself a London Fog tea, my favorite, okay? It's like probably like going to be like $12 next month with inflation, okay?
But it's
like $5, though. But it's going to be $12. London Fog. It's like a tea, black tea with, I think, milk or cream, and then they put vanilla, pumps of vanilla. But if you go to Starbucks, if you're ready to spend a fortune, go to Starbucks, get yourself a medium or a large London Fog tea with an extra pump of vanilla, smashing. So I'm sitting there, right?
I got to cut you off. You know those Starbucks coffees in the bottle?
Mm-hmm.
I bought a 12-pack of those.
You got a frap? Mm-hmm. What flavor?
Mocha frappuccino.
Oh. You know, did you ever know? Were you aware of this? Because I've been drinking those since I was a child.
Yeah.
That's why I am the way I am. Lunatic. Fried. Okay, Eminem. I am. Well, we're going to get copyrighted singing all these damn songs.
I know, right?
Do you know you're supposed to put those in the freezer? Apparently. Yeah. So they can actually make a frappuccino, which I wouldn't want that. I don't like frappuccinos like that. I don't want that. I'm just saying that's what apparently you're supposed to do with them.
Maybe I'll try it tomorrow.
Try it. Give us a yeah. Tell us on the next show how you feel about it.
So I'm sitting there
at the drive-thru, right? And Pastor is not understanding this woman at all. Like, she's like, hey, what's up? He's like, what did you say? And I'm like, oh, she said, welcome to Starbucks. But get, like, she's like, welcome to Starbucks. How can I help you? Give me a minute. That's what she said at the end. She's like, hey, welcome to Starbucks. How can I help you? Give me a second. He's like, huh? What? Huh? And I'm like, she said, give me a minute. He goes, oh. And then she's like, he's like, she comes up to the she's like, hey, what's up? I'm back. Like, huh? I'm like, she said she's back. How could she help you? She's like, oh, let me get a London fog, blah, 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 blah. And she's like, blah, 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 blah. He's like, huh? I'm like, she said, can I get a, like, what's that? Isn't that a thing from SpongeBob where the guy talks like that? Where the guy's talking like.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Yeah, it sounded something like that when they start talking like whatever. So,
it was an episode like that.
Yeah, so it reminded me of something like that. So he's not understanding a word. I'm like having to translate for this lady. So I'm like, all right, yeah, she said that. And she's like, blah, 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 blah. He's like, what? I'm like, she said, like, give me the money, like, turn, drive through, like, keep going, whatever. So I'm sitting there thinking, like, why can I understand this woman? And he can't. And I'm thinking it's because that's how I talk sometimes. I talk mad fast sometimes.
That's how I talk.
No, we're going to get to you in a second. We're going to get to you because I have a whole theory. This is my theory now. So I'm thinking, like, I probably understand her because I speak like that. Like, a lot of times I'll just start talking mad fast, and people will be like, what the fuck? Like, what are you talking about? You're mumbling and stuff. I'm like, no, I'm just talking, like, really fast, whatever. So then I start thinking about Dre and Stephanie and how they fucking talk to each other in the house. Stephanie would be on the other side of the house. She's like, Dre! And then Dre would be like, And I'm like, what? What did she say? And then I'll sound like Pastor. I'm like, what did she say? She was asking for the AirPods. And I'm like, okay. And then Dre will come out like, and I'm like, what did he say? Oh, he was saying that, like, I need to clean the knives. And I'm like, how the hell did you understand him? And I'm starting to then think about you and how people apparently don't understand you, right? Like, we get comments like that. And I'll read them in the comment section. I'm like, how can they not understand him? I understand almost everything you say until you do stuff like what you just did. Sometimes I can't even understand you. But I'm sitting there like, I can understand every word you're saying, except when you really get fried like you just did now, where I didn't know what you just said. There's little moments. But is it because we spend so much time with each other that even when we talk like that, is that what this is?
I think that's what it is. And I think that happens with everybody.
That's what I'm saying. Is that like a thing that people could just talk in gibberish? But since we know each other so well, we could decode. Because I'm hearing you perfectly fine. And then I'll look at comments and it'll be like, what is he saying? I'll put a subtitle. I'm like, what do you mean? He's talking about wrestling or whatever the hell. So is that what this is?
That's a thing. If you are around somebody for a long period of time, you just get them.
You understand what they say.
Yeah.
Okay. Except for sometimes you even surprise me. Because... You be talking crap. I'd be like, what?
I think Pastor, he's like me. He's there, but he's not old.
Yeah, because he says sometimes still things go over his head.
Sometimes that's what he says.
Yeah,
and he's still. Yeah.
He's computing.
So he's almost there.
Okay, he's getting there.
That's a thing, I think.
Okay, yo. So to wrap it up with Pasty, right? We're going to get him back on the show soon. But this guy had me looking like a fool the other day. Looking like an absolute fool. So he's telling me about these rocks, right? He's like, he's going on and on about these fucking rocks. He's like, I want to get rocks for the church. I want to get these rocks I can put outside. I want to get these rocks. Like, I'm like, all right, well, how do we get rocks? And he's like, oh, all you got to do is call Home Depot and they come give you rocks. And I'm like, what do you mean? He's like, yeah, you just call them. And they come deliver you rocks. And then he starts talking about like, oh, like, you know, like I don't have time to call them. I don't have time to email them. I don't know how to do it. So I'm like, all right, he goes outside, right? This guy's putting up a sign. Okay, we're gonna get to that in a second too. So he's putting up, he's outside of 90 degrees, digging a hole with a little garden shovel. Okay, he's like, and he's over there, he's out of breath, he's fucking exhausted. I'm sitting there on a chair with water, peach tea. I'm relaxed. I'm watching him do all this stuff, right?
Of course you are.
Guys out there on his knees, digging with this little shovel. So I'm like, all right, let me do this guy a favor and handle this rock situation, right? So he said, all I got to do is call Home Depot and inquire about a rock drop-off. So I call the guy, and I'm like, hey, you know, what's up with these rocks? You guys deliver rocks? And he's like, bro, what are you talking about? So now I'm like in a panic because I'm like, what do you mean you don't know what I'm talking about? You guys deliver rocks, right? He's like, I don't know nothing about no rocks. Like, what do you mean? He's like, first of all, you're calling the wrong department. Like, you're calling like electric or something. I don't know where I even was. And he's like, you got to call gardening. But to be honest, bro, I don't know what you're talking about with these rocks. Like, we don't just, I'm like, you go. This guy told me that you drive a truck to wherever I need you to go, and you deliver rocks, right? He's like, I don't know what you're talking about. He's like, listen, you can go to gardening, like call them. I'm not even going to transfer you. He's like, I don't even want to transfer you, basically. Like, I don't have time for that. All right, call gardening and see what's up. So I'm like, now I'm feeling like a fucking moron. Because I'm like, what is, like, this guy had no idea what I was talking about. I'm just, you know, messing with this guy. It probably thinks it's a prank call. So then I call Pastor. I'm like, I'm calling gardening, right? To ask about these fucking rocks. And then Pastor goes, he's coming in, he's all sweating. Yeah, what are you doing? I'm like, oh, I'm asking about these rocks. I'm like, why don't you talk to them? Because they don't know what I'm talking about. And he's talking to them, whatever. And he's like, yeah, I'm trying to buy some rocks and blah, blah, blah. And he starts talking to them. And then, but by the end of the conversation, I find out you got to buy the rocks. And it's not like a rock drop off. So he has me calling these people, like trying to negotiate a free rock shipment. And I'm feeling like a fucking idiot. It was ridiculous. Like, I felt like such a goof.
This guy
set me up.
What kind of rocks were they? The little rocks?
I don't know. I didn't get any information. I went in there blind. I'm like, let me help this guy out, inquire about this. And then he goes, oh, no, you got to buy them. And so he knew eventually. Like, he's telling me he doesn't know. And then when I get off the phone, he's like, oh, no, you got to buy them and you got to do them like this. And I'm like, well, if you knew about it, then why even call? What are you talking about? Guy set me up.
Yeah.
Also, this guy's out there, right? Yeah. He's painting, splashing paint on himself, and he's going back inside the church. He's wiping off every 5 minutes, right? Because he's painting in slacks and a dress shirt.
What is wrong with that guy? Get some old pants, old shirt.
This is your man. This is your guy.
What is wrong with him?
So then he's painting the sign for the church, right? And he's getting pissed. He's getting pissed because it's not coming out the way he wants. And he brought a sponge to do letters. He's like dabbing it with a sponge to do the letters. And like as he keeps painting it, it's getting funnier and funnier because I'm like, yo, this sign's looking crazy. So then he finally gives up. I'm trying to find a picture of it because it's a sign for a church event, and it looks like it's a sign for a haunted house, like for a horror movie. Look at this.
Yeah, the letters dripped and stuff.
Look at this.
Oh, wow.
It looks like it's for like a horror movie, right?
Yeah.
Or like a he was pissed.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he was not happy. So this guy had me running around all kinds. This guy had a crazy day the other day with this guy. But I was going to say, before I got into any of that, so listen to this. I finally had the Eggo Pop-Tarts. We were looking at them for months, and I finally saw them at Target. And let me tell you, just like a quick review, Pop-Tart review, smashing. 9.5. I even froze them, which I haven't done in years. Even more smashing.
What are the inside taste
like? It's like a maple. No, like maple. It's maple drizzle. And I think maple on the inside, but it's not too much. It's not OD maple. It's just enough maple. There's a frosting with the maple drizzle on it. You got to go out. You got to get the Eggo Pop-Tarts. They're amazing.
That sounds really good.
9.5, maybe even a 10, honestly. No, I think 9.5, s'mores is a 10. What do you think the best Pop-Tart ever is? S'mores, right?
Cookies and cream.
What? Better than s'mores? Are you out of your mind?
Yeah. Cookies and cream?
I was never a big s'mores fan.
What do you mean?
I wasn't a big s'mores.
That's like the best one ever. Yeah. Cookies and cream is your number one. Not even strawberry. Strawberry's better than that.
Nah.
What? Bruh. You're losing it.
Now you know you're retarded.
Wow. Well, you let us know in the comment section if you're watching us on YouTube what your favorite Pop-Tart is, because I think this dude has lost his mind. Listen, let's get to the sadness now. This is not good. This is not good. Everybody relax. Get your tissues out. All right? So Justin has, what was that, a piece of paper? Was that a tissue?
Napkin.
Oh, it's a napkin? Well, keep it close because you're about to talk sadness. So a couple of weeks ago, Justin had a loss, and why don't you take it from here and tell us what happened?
So, if you don't follow me on Instagram, my dog passed.
Wait, are you crying? What happened to you?
I didn't want to talk about it.
You're going to cry?
My dog.
Wait, what? What's wrong?
My dog passed away. My dog got sick, and we had to put him down. So, yeah.
Blue was 9 years old, right behind my dog. 10. So mine had to be 11 then. Yeah. It's a very sad loss. I always loved. Blue hated me as well as any other human being that wasn't in his family. But every freaking day I called Justin, there was chaos in the room because Blue was like a freaking mad mini horse in there. Every morning almost, Justin would be sitting there nice with his coffee. We'd be talking about the podcast, talking about what we're going to do for the day. Next thing you know, you hear bling, this big commotion. Hey, my coffee! His coffee. Yeah. This guy's coffee would be splashed everywhere. Almost like every other fucking morning this would happen, okay? I'd be sitting outside, you know, Justin's talking to me. Yeah, I'm going to go to the park in a minute. Then, you know, bam! You hear, this fucking guy just smashed his head into the garage! What are you, a moron? And he would just, the dog would just shake it off and keep going. Every day, smash his head into something, smashing his ass, or I would hear, what are you doing? I almost fell! Because Justin would be doing something in the room, like halfway across the room, and Blue would be right behind him, and Justin would almost fall over and shit. Blue is always a nuisance. Blue is always in the way, but we love you, Blue. And if you are a big fan of the show, you've probably seen Blue in the background of some of the shows. He'd be on the bed, he'd be lounging, he'd be laying around. It's a very sad loss, even though he hated me.
Yeah, very sad. He got sick. He had a cancer in the spleen, and they couldn't tell if it spread or not.
Right.
So they told us that most people, you know, put their dogs down. And what did he say?
Yeah, I remember getting the text message. I almost cried. I almost cried because I know how much Blue meant. He was very sad. I remember when your other dog died, Champ died, like, kind of when we started, kind of when we were maybe a year into our friendship.
Yeah.
Right? So it's been a month since Blue died.
Been a month.
Yeah. You have his remains on your shelf.
I got his ashes You're up here.
Right.
He's bone.
He, this dog, okay? This, you want to talk about the bone? This is insane.
Yeah.
Talk about the bone.
He has his bone. He got it when he was 3 or 4, and he kept it ever since. He wouldn't let it go, carried it everywhere.
And, I mean, it was, it's like, it's destroyed, falling apart, and if Justin would throw it away, Blue would wait by the fucking dumpster. He would have
a
fit.
Sit there and shake.
Oh, my God. Yeah, every time I'd be like, why wouldn't you throw that out? Because he would have, like, a panic attack.
He was attached to this bone.
Wow. Wow. If he was buried, you would have buried him with the bone.
Yeah.
You do have a pet cemetery in your front lawn, though.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but the thing is, they wouldn't give you the body, right?
No.
You would have buried him in the front.
They don't do that. You know what they did? They give you a choice. It's this amount for the ashes, or you pay this amount to cremate him, and that's it. Never see him again.
But they don't just give you the body.
No.
I find that to be odd. Why won't they give you the body of your own dog?
I don't know.
You think they're trying to, it's just strong-arming you to pay in something?
Maybe.
Like the hospital bill's not enough? You had to get him in an ambulance, right? A puppy ambulance, something like that?
Yeah.
How was that?
The day that we put him to sleep, we called emergency ambulance.
Yeah, I didn't know that they had pet ambulances. I mean, now that you say it, I'm like, yeah, obviously. But at the time, I'm like, do they have that?
Yeah.
Wow.
And he was so bad, he wouldn't bark at the people.
Right. He was a big barker. He was very aggravated.
He just lay there.
And that's how you know Blue was messed up, because when I came in, he was a mess. He was barking. He was up my ass. This guy hated everybody. It was the time that Blue escaped, and he was watching the construction workers like it was like a TV show.
I followed him like 4 blocks. I lose him. My uncle comes. They find them all at the construction site.
Right. If that's episodes back, you could listen to that. What episode was that? Coffee Cruella? Or was it the hospital?
It might have been.
It was like close to the hospital episode.
The hospital, I think.
Okay. So whatever episode is after Justin goes to the hospital, you can hear the story about Blue escaping the house and causing a ruckus. We're not even going to get into it. So you could go back and listen to it if you'd like. It's like season one. But man, what a loss. What a loss. Rest in peace to Blue.
He was a great dog, probably the best one I had.
I would think so.
Yeah.
I would think so. Do you plan on getting another dog?
Yeah. I was going to say, it's lonely. You know, he was here every day, all the time.
It's got to feel odd without him. Waking up, he used to be on the bed. He has his ass in your face. I'm surprised you never got pink eye. Guy's ass was always in your face.
I think I did.
Farting. You got pink eye before?
2 months ago. Remember?
Oh, right.
Emergency care.
Right. You did get the pink eye. Because his ass was in your face. We surmise.
R.I.P. to Blue.
So you do plan on getting a dog. What kind of dog? And are these serious plans, or are you just kind of thinking it over?
I'm thinking about it right now. If I do, I want something small. I was thinking like a dachshund. Or a beagle, something like that.
Okay.
Short hair. Yeah.
All right. Rest in peace, Blue.
Yeah.
Now listen to this. So me and Justin were going to go do Pastor Show the other day, about 2 weeks ago, right? We're on FaceTime. Pastor jumps into FaceTime because he was in that group already. So he just pops in, and we're like, whoa, where the hell did you come from? And he's like, are you guys sitting down? And I'm like, no, but what happened? So it was 5 minutes before we were going to go do a podcast.
Before showtime.
5 minutes before showtime. That show was supposed to be me, Justin, Pastor, and Christine, a friend of Pastor's and a friend of mine to a degree. I kind of just met her that like the year before. And I've been on his show with her a few times, and I've been out to dinner with her maybe once or twice. Great lady. So she was supposed to be on a show. She says, are you sitting down? Christine died today. We were like, what? How? Like, it's just like, it's showtime. How could she be dead? It was such a shock. Like, I couldn't even compute it. What a loss, man. Christine was such a nice lady. We love talking about food. If you want, you can go check out the No Name Yet podcast. I've done at least two podcasts with her. Justin, you've done one or two with her?
I've done one with her.
One with her. And let me... Oh. This was great. So this is our favorite Christine memory, right? So we're sitting there before showtime, like we do here. Justin's on, but his camera's on. Mine's off. She doesn't even know. I don't even know if she knows Justin's supposed to be there. So she sees Justin. She goes, "Yeah, sick." Everybody's like, "Huh?" And I'm trying to figure something out. So I'm like listening, but I'm trying to connect my audio or something.
And I'm like, "Why? What did he do?"
Yeah, Justin's like, "What happened?" And I'm like, "What?" I'm like, "Why? What are you talking about?" And she's like, "Yeah, sick. You gonna wear that for the show?" And I'm like, "What is she talking about?" And she's like, "Take that thing off, Gritty." I'm like, "Is she talking about my Emma Chamberlain shirt?" Christine, bless her soul. When my camera came on, she said, "Oh, Gritty, you just getting here, huh?" Christine thought that Justin was me in a freaking Halloween costume. Now, she didn't come out and say that, but there's only one way, there's only one thing to believe when hearing what we heard. Bless her soul. And then she was like, "Oh, what's your name?" She didn't know he was a person. Mm-hmm. You knew what was going on right away, right? I didn't know till after. Oh, your mic cut out. Your mic is out, yeah. Yeah, now you're good.
The minute you said, "Are you gonna wear that?" I already knew.
You already knew something. You already knew what it was.
I already knew what it was. I didn't want to say nothing.
That is definitely my favorite memory of Christine. She was a sweet lady. God rest her soul. R.I.P. Christine. Nobody else died, thank God, that we know of, right?
I don't think so.
Nobody else died. But I do want to give two shout-outs. Let's give a shout-out to our man, Zach. Let's give him a cheer. He's a great guy. He was on our show. What was our episode called?
He couldn't eat for eight years,
whatever the hell. Zach is a fellow podcaster, a brother-in-arms. He has not been feeling well. He gave some information on his show that said he wasn't feeling well. He was feeling depressed. He's going through some mental health issues. And he has taken a break from his podcast. So we just want to go out, reach out, show some love, and say what up to Zach. And if you haven't heard that episode, go listen to it. He's a very interesting guy, very cool guy. And go check out his podcast, Rice Cakes and Pears, where he discusses many disabilities with people from TikTok. He's great at getting interviews. He's a great interviewer. Much love to Zach.
And you should make us a card. Congrats on getting your YouTube out.
Yeah, that's another thing, right? Because, yeah, I know somebody else that got their YouTube out. I don't know them personally, but I don't want to say too much information, but there's somebody I'm connected to, kind of, that got the YouTube out. So it's a thing. It's the third one I've heard about. So shout out to Zach. We love you. Now, if some of you noticed or not, Mo has been absent. And to be fair, you may not have noticed because it's always different on this show. Sometimes it's Justin for 3 weeks and then you don't see Justin for another 4 weeks. So maybe you didn't notice. But Mo has been absent. He's been going through some stuff. My man got into an accident, not a car accident, but he had an accident. And my man was blind for a few days. Okay, this man was all messed up. But I talked to Mo today. He's in good spirits. Back in good spirits again. He's feeling good. And he has gained a lot of vision back. So I want to give him a round of applause. And they actually went to the eye doctor and they were saying that not only, he had the injury, so that has healed for the most part, I believe. But they also told him that they can actually do some stuff to further improve his vision from his condition he already has. Underlying condition. Yeah, so
that's good.
Yep, so hopefully they clean up that cornea, apparently. Something with the cornea, whatever the hell. So hopefully they clean that up. So everybody, Mo's Great Adventures on Instagram, which I don't even think he checks, so you might as well not even bother, actually. Yeah. So much love to the crow.
You know what I was thinking about? A picture in my mind of Mo wrapped up.
Oh, like a mummy?
Like,
I got to an accident. He has like the, he's like in the bed Like the guy that was made of glass, back to SpongeBob again, the guy that was made of glass or whatever, he was made of paper or whatever, he's wrapped up. Yeah. He had the, like, when people get into motorcycle accidents and shit, break every bone in their body. Yeah, that'll be a Mummy Mo.
Mummy Mo.
Mo the Mummy. So there you go. There's it. That's the show. Sorry to end on a, well, I guess we ended on a good note with Mo regaining some vision.
Yeah.
So there you go. Justin, why don't you give your plugs?
You want to end on a better note? I got something we can end on.
Okay, what do you want to end on?
So, Freddy the other day.
Oh, yeah.
He's telling me how he got his AC.
I got a new AC right over there.
The man delivered it to him. He didn't have to go downstairs.
I did have to go downstairs.
So he brought it up to you. So Freddy goes on to tell the guy, you know, listen, I'm glad you brought it up. Because you're much bigger than me, and I wouldn't have done that by myself.
Right. Very nice to say. I was thinking.
Why else did you know, you're much bigger than me and my friends. And I was like, hey, yo, you said that to this man?
Well, yeah. Basically, what you kind of gathered from that story was I kept complimenting the man on how big he was, and I might have been creeping him out. I didn't mean it like that. It's just I was so glad that I didn't have to bring that AC up myself because it's a standing AC. So it was like 100 fucking pounds, and he had a dolly, and the office in the building was closed. So I was going to use their dolly, but then they were closed, so I couldn't. So when he brought his dolly, I'm like, oh, my God, thank God, this big man. And I just kept complimenting him on how big he was.
To the point there, he just ran out.
he didn't run out, but he definitely was like, I need to get about it. Because
I need
man,
to get the fuck out of here.
I think in his mind, he's thinking, next thing I'm going to do is go like, hey, you know, I would love to tip you for this AC. I don't have any cash. Is there like anything else I could do to help you? Anything else I could do to tip you for this? You know, start batting my eyelashes. No, I did not do that. I did not offer my body or fellatio to that man. I was not saying he was big in phallically. I was not saying he was big genitalia-wise. I was saying he was big, which is way bigger than me, in frame.
My man thought you were sus.
Yeah, that man probably thought I was hitting on him, for real.
Did you have those puff balls in your hair?
I did not have this hair, because that would have looked even crazier. And I had my pink Liquid Death hoodie on, too. So he's probably, this man is sus. Got the if I had the hair too, pink shirt, he'd be like, this man is really trying to offer me some extra tip for this.
No.
I was not doing that. I definitely was complimenting the man on how big he was a few too many times though, so I apologize.
He's like, you're much bigger than me.
Because he was saying like, oh, you got a small elevator, like how, I'm sure moving in here was a pain in the ass. And I'm like, oh yeah, because you know, me and my friends, like we're not as big as you, so like, you know, we got, so I just kept, I don't know why my mind kept going there on how big he was.
How do you know how big your friends are?
Because they helped me move. Who else is big? No, Dre's kind of big.
In the other day, how do you know that?
Well, I know how big Mo is because I've seen videos on his phone. We're not going to divulge into that. We're not going to go get into that. But I've seen. So I have seen Mo's penis. I have not seen yours, Dre's. I've seen. No. Let me tell you this. I have seen. I forgot how many of my friends' penises I've seen. I've seen at least five. I forgot because I thought it was only Mo's. But then I remembered I saw at least four others besides Mo. Okay, because I was flashed twice, and then the other time I was given four. So I was given I saw another sex tape. So I've seen four of my friends' penises. I'm not proud of it. I didn't want to see them. I was the flashing ones. I wasn't. Oh, the second one was funny though. He did it in the middle of the street, and I was like, "What is wrong with you?" My man just lifted his shit up in the middle of the street. And just
you saw the video I sent you?
Of what?
Where the naked man was...
Yes? Is what? Bicycling?
Fighting in the street.
Fighting who? Some random person? He's shadow fighting? Shadow boxing? What was he doing? What? Your mic cut out. What? Oh, your mic sucks. What happened? No, you sound like you're underwater. What did you do? No, you sound horrible. You sound absolutely horrible. So listen, I don't know what's wrong with that, but I'm going to give your plugs for you because I don't think your mic is going to come back. Oh, there you go. Okay, there you go.
So I was saying he was fighting naked in the street and he busted his ass.
Oh, I got to see that. Is it blurred?
No.
Oh, so I can't show it on the podcast. All right. Well, there you go.
Yeah, that's a better note to hang on.
A naked man and me seeing my friend's penises.
Yeah.
Why don't you give your plugs?
You can find me on YouTube, Justin Submittis, Instagram at RealJustinSubmittis93. You can find all my links in my bio.
Yep, and his little link tree. Yeah. You know that you can go to the Gritty Knows Best Instagram, go to the Gritty Knows Best YouTube, so you can see all these podcasts. You could see my beautiful hair right now. You could see Justin sitting in his tank top as usual without the do-rag, which I'm very, now he's flexing his muscles. Which you have big arms. Have you been exercising your arms?
Yeah.
You've been working out. You've been doing push-ups.
Uh-huh.
And dips.
Daily, definitely push-ups.
Wow. Now he looks like he's in the bodybuilding right in a competition. Wow. Beautiful. So you go to the Green Nose Best Instagram. Go to the Green Nose Best YouTube. We'll see you next time.
Brother.
Peace and love. See you next time.